Tell me all your secrets. I need to know them, please. By Strawberry Surprise. Not again.
Tell me all your secrets. I need to know them, please.
Twilight Sparkle shouted as one long run-on sentence as she clung to Star Swirl the Bearded's leg. He was attempting to walk away, but to his irritation, he found himself simply dragging Twilight along instead.
No!
Star Swirl said and teleported away. He glanced around quickly, checked his leg, and was satisfied that Twilight hadn't managed to follow him to Canterlot. With a sigh of relief, he began to walk down the street, using his magic to tip his hat to other ponies walking by every once in a while. On one of these occasions, a pony threw a few bits into his hat. Star Swirl was forced to explain that he wasn't a Star Swirl impersonator, but rather Star Swirl himself. The pony fainted. After a moment's hesitation, Star Swirl left, deciding to keep the bits. The pony had still given them willingly, even if there was a bit of a misunderstanding, and Star Swirl was somewhat hard up on for cash these days. His descendants had been too frivolous with his money, and he himself had admittingly neglected to keep anything aside in case of unexpected travel to the future. An obvious omission in hindsight. He was scheduled to meet with Celestia and Luna in an hour or two, but in the meantime, he thought he might as well find a decent place for dinner now that he had a few bits. Looking around, he spied,
"Tell me all your secrets, I need to know them, please!"
Twilight shouted, jumping out from an alleyway and latching onto his leg again. He sighed. This was just one of those days, wasn't it?
Twilight, we've been over this!
He said in exasperation.
I can't just give that kind of information away willy-nilly, and even if I could, it would take a long time and a lot of study.
Study?
Twilight said with a huge smile.
Study!
She drew the last Y sound out for several seconds.
Look, I'm not entirely opposed to teaching you some things,
Star Swirl said.
I'm sure you would be a worthy student, but I just don't have the time. Not to mention that I stored the memories of many of my most important magical secrets within an artifact back at my laboratory. I still haven't been able to find it since my arrival in this time.
Another sigh.
Again, we've been over this already.
So, if I find your artifacts, then you'll teach me?
Twilight asked.
I suppose when I have the time,
Star Swirl said, a bit surprised. The conversation hadn't taken this track before.
What does it look like?
Twilight asked, letting go of his leg.
I don't remember. I stored that knowledge in it too,
Star Swirl said.
You...
Twilight started and frowned.
Why?
I don't remember,
Star Swirl said. Twilight's face scrunched up in thought, and then she brightened up again.
Research this then! There's got to be some record of your artifact somewhere!
Perhaps,
Star Swirl said. Twilight smiled and ran off, not even taking the time to say goodbye.
Well, that should hold her for a while,
he thought. There was no such artifact, or at least he didn't think there was. He couldn't remember for sure, but the idea had been nagging at him for a while, and it did feel like something was missing in his mind. The artifact thing seemed like something he might do, and perhaps some past version of himself had left that lingering thought in his mind on purpose. It might still be worth a look through the Canterlot archives, and he figured Twilight would have likely gone there first. Either she'd find something useful, or she'd just be out of his way, and no real harm would be done in any case since she loved research anyway. He picked a restaurant and ordered a hamburger and fries. They hadn't had those back in his old time, and he found them surprisingly tasty. This wasn't the first time he had had them since arriving in the present, of course, though he didn't have them very often since they weren't exactly the healthiest food in the world. He needed to stay in peak health to have the energy necessary to carry out some of his spell work, but he could still indulge himself now and then. When he was done eating, he headed towards the castle for his meeting with Celestia and Luna. As soon as he had walked through the main entrance, he...
Tell me all your secrets, I need to know them, please!
Twilight Sparkle shouted, running at him from a side hallway and grabbing his leg yet again.
What? I thought you were looking for the artifact!
Starswell replied.
The artifact?
Twilight asked. A few minutes later and a trip to the Canterlot Castle Library, and the two of them worked out that in the process of conducting research regarding memory artifacts, Twilight had accidentally wiped her own memory of the past hour or so. Starswell casts a counterspell to restore it, and they parted ways again. Finally, it was time for his meeting with Celestia and Luna. They wanted to discuss bringing him on as a professor at Celestia's magic school, and of course he said,
"Yes."
Sure, he had told Twilight he was busy, and it was true. He was busy with his own research and simply getting acquainted with the world of the present. But when you get an offer like that from the princesses, you don't turn it down. Plus, it would help with his money issues, as his salary was quite generous. It was getting dark as he left the castle, so he headed to his current home, a small rental apartment above a flower shop in Ponyville. After a quick stretch, he took off his hat and his robe, climbed into bed, and closed his eyes.
Tell me all your secrets, I need to know them, please!
Twilight shouted, having just teleported into his apartment. Not again! Since he'd already covered himself with a blanket, she couldn't grab his leg this time, but she still stood uncomfortably close, and he didn't particularly appreciate her popping into his home unannounced.
Twilight, please, I'm trying to...
He started to say when she interrupted.
I found it!
Twilight said excitedly.
The artifact?
Starswell asked, sitting up in his bed.
It was real? Where is it?
She didn't seem to have brought anything.
It's your hat, she said. I had to go through over 57 books on memory charms, and nothing seemed to be much of use of yours specifically, since an artifact like the one you described can be pretty much anything the owner wants. But then I came across this.
An old book materialized in front of her, and she flipped to a page inside. She pointed to a note in the margin on the right.
That's your handwriting, isn't it?
Starswell looked, and indeed it was.
Memories in hat. Don't forget. It read simply.
Clearly he had intended that as a note for himself so that he'd still be able to retrieve his memories once the spell had been completed, but he still wasn't sure why he would have felt the need to do the spell in the first place. Especially with an item that he always carried around with himself anyway. It wasn't like it was particularly secure. But, oh well, he must have had his reasons, and he'd know what they were soon enough. But not right now. Twilight was bending and unbending her legs slightly over and over, not moving her hoofs but nevertheless bouncing with restless anticipation.
So you just need to cast a spell and then...
Twilight, I'm tired and it's been hundreds of years,
Starswell said.
One more night won't make a difference. Thank you for finding that for me, really. But I'd like to get some sleep. If you could, please leave the book on my side table and let me rest.
Twilight puts the book on the table.
So, now you'll...
She started to say, but Starswell interrupted.
Yes, I'll teach you some of my secrets, he said with a begrudging smile. You've earned it.
Twilight squeaked in excitement, placed the book on the side table, and teleported out of the apartment. Finally, some peace and quiet. Starswell had to admit it. He was curious about what memories he had stored in his hat. But as he had told Twilight, that could wait. Yawning, he covered himself with a blanket and went to sleep.
Hello, everypony. This is once again Comment Time with Virtual Pony, and once again I will remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the Patreon link down in the description below. We also have a Teespring store where you can get amazing merchandise with pictures designed by us or commissioned by us by a wonderful artist. Also, we do have one-time donation links down there for those who want to support us but don't want a monthly commitment. And now, everyone, let's get into the meat of the story and let's talk about this!
Okay. As a lot of other stories that I've read recently, this one has been sitting in my read later list for quite some time. And I love it. I simply love it. It's just this...
It's your hat!
Wait, what? Here's the thing, though. This thing only has one chapter, so...
What the fuck did you store in your hat? What could be so important that you have to remove it from your brain? And why store it in your frickin' hat? Why?
I am Visual Pony, and I'm signing off.